now, the rest of the story. Mr. John Nash may have been the most successful mediocre architect who ever lived. He was a builder of cottages and country houses primarily. Quite often, he designed additions for extant homes, sometimes renovated, dilapidated ones. John Nash tried very hard to be picturesque. Usually, he wound up loading his designs with what has been described as negligent and affected detail. Nash had, well, he had no feeling for fine points. He depended on hips and gables and dormers and brick and half timber and thatch to create atmosphere. He built many stucco front houses until that novelty wore off. John Nash got rich regardless of his shortcomings, and for all of his ineptitude, it must be said that his concept of picturesque never quite became grotesque except once. And that is the rest of the story. John was 73 years old. He was preparing to retire when he heard from an old friend. John had done some remodeling for the old friend at one time, and again his friend was approaching him as a client. The man owned a house in the city. He wanted it rebuilt and enlarged. John said he would take the job. Money might be a problem, the friend warned. He was having his usual financial troubles, but John reassured him that something could be worked out. And while his friend went for a visit to the country, John began his struggle with the old townhouse. Originally, John had intended only to move a wall or two, but his plans got carried away. In fact, one thing led to another until the hapless house was eventually completely demolished. Completely demolished. What remained was almost entirely the product of the architect's limited imagination. Now, John Nash was a long time finishing this, which proved to be his final project. In fact, neither he nor his client lived to see the place occupied. And yet, despite the time it took and the quality of materials used, the results were greeted with mixed laughter and shock. Among other things, it was called vulgar. Some said uninhabitable. It was considered a white elephant, a monstrosity filled with useless and expensive inventions which might have blown up had they worked. And worse yet, much of the building itself was deemed structurally unsafe, beams in the wrong places, and that sort of thing. So a subsequent official investigation disgraced John Nash. Clearly the cottage builder had gotten in over his head. For years the place was dismissed as an eyesore, an ugly pile of junk, that is, until the original owner's niece moved in. For the client who had commissioned John Nash to rebuild and add onto his townhouse was England's King George IV. And his niece ultimately grew cramped at Kensington, was in need of a London residence. His niece was Victoria, the Queen, and her presence made John's junk pile acceptable. And today, who would dare call it anything but beautiful? The monstrosity which so disgraced its designer, a remodeling project that got out of hand, called Buckingham Palace. And now you know the rest of the story.